Yeshua. But I come to you now as the Christed One, as the Spirit of who I am. And I join you now as you sit as the Spirit of who you are. And we join together in unity within the massive creativeness of the all that is. Just as you are now taking levels of ascension, I have taken many levels as the Spirit. I no longer am in need of a body. I have utilized bodies. I have overcome the self of the individual body. I have taken iterations, initiations of light body on several levels to where I am no longer in need of a light body, for I am pure Christed light. However, I do create through the image and similitude of my Spirit an energetic expression of myself as humans remember as Yeshua. So you have a vision through your mind's eye or through your third eye. You have an awareness. Many of you were with me in that last life as Yeshua, when I took on light body, when I ascended, and you remember me, you remember my personality, you remember the roles that I played, and you played them with me very well, I might add. And that is why I am so devoted to you, to come to you in this particular iteration of my Spirit as I was as Yeshua, so that you can remember yourself as Spirit and ascend into higher realms of light. You are well on your way, beloveds. I have shared with you some of my experiences. I have shared with you what happened to me at the crucifixion. I have shared with you my journey into light. And I have done this with purpose and intention, so that I might lead you in these final times of recouping that refined iteration of your light body, the merging of your soul in your spirit, and finally, the ascension into pure spirit. I hope I have modeled well to you that journey, because as you know, it was never an easy journey out of the density of the earth. And now we both, together in this unity of spirit, come together in the vast light that we are. And we help, we are here to help humanity, to model to humanity what they are capable of. And with that, we transmit to the earth stages of Mother Earth recouping her light bodies so that she becomes this vast, vast non-form of non-matter of Christ consciousness. She is a Christed planet now in matter that is in a fallen state. And just as you are rising up out of the ashes of that form into pure spirit, she too must rise up, going beyond all dimensional frequencies into a planet of pure Christ consciousness that has no form, but has a magnificent, powerful transmission ability to transmute and transmit all energy into pure light, whether it has form or not. This is the grand design of that beautiful planet, your planet Earth, that you reside in a body on this planet. It will eventually go into a state of pure Christed light, as are you. And it will take its place in the creative realms, in this universe, and in the whole cosmos, radiating that Christed energy, uplifting universes, galaxies, the entire cosmos. And you have come into this embodiment to retrieve all that you are as light, as spirit, unified with the all that is. But you also came with an intention to help reclaim a Christed planet, take it out of the density of matter, and reclaim it as pure light. This is why we are together, beloveds. This is why we have come. This is the returning of the Christ. This is the returning of love, the element of love, and the full spirit of light, unified in one divine expression through the image and similitude of the all that is. Take a moment. Be fully aware of what has been transmitted to you at this moment through Lord Melchizedek, the Order of Melchizedek, Master Beings of Light, master teachers of knowledge. You are a member of this order. Lord Melchizedek is here with us in that unified expression of the all that is. I am here as the image and similitude of the anointed ones, the Christed one, as are you, the Christed ones, united together in that light, magnificent light. Breathe it in, taking it in to every cell of your body. The body remembers at that cellular level. Breathe it into each cell of your body. Breathe in that light. This changes everything. Changes your body at a cellular level. Changes the chemical balance of your body. Changes the consciousness on so many levels. All of the subtle bodies are resonating with this energetic of light. Your etheric body, your mental emotional body, all of your bodies are resonating in this unified light. From this moment on, each day, as you refresh, your connection with Earth through that grounding cord that now comes from this unified expression of you. Into your Earth Star, into the Earth itself. All things have changed because as you put that grounding cord down into the Earth through your Earth Star, you immediately begin to transmit this unified expression of your spirit. And that light begins to awaken Gaia to her original state and beyond as she once was a Christed iteration of the all that is. So because you still occupy a physical body, you have the opportunity to transmit from that physicality into physicality altering matter substantially for Gaia, for the elements, fire, water, air, earth. But you also alter all humans as you walk your walk on earth. Because you are present in that unified expression, it is transmitted to even those who are totally unconscious, providing an avenue to awaken that was not there previously. This is what you do. You use your body in that image and similitude. You use the element of love, that sacred light configured in that holy triad of the Mother, the Holy Spirit, and the Son and Daughter of Light. So the mystery of the curtains that create the mystery are being opened, and a new awareness of the all that is, the one many call God, that are made in their own image, begins to fall away because you hold it in your body. And the fact that you can hold it in your body is such an important state of being. I can transmit that Christed energy, but not like you can, because you have that in your body. When I was in the body, and when I took on my light body at the end of that lifetime, I could change many of you and bring you into a profound state of consciousness. And many of you ascended in that lifetime. You've taken many ascensions to once. And many of you have not been embodied in a very long time. But you wanted to come now because you knew I would be with you, showing you the way, when you fell into amnesia and the maya of illusion of your earthly form. And it was the raising out of that illusion that opened the path for others who have been stuck in the wheel of karma generation after generation. This is why we have come. This is who you are. I give you potentials. I give you creative ideas. But most importantly, I model to you the end result. You are very close now. And you have to walk through this chaos and change the chaos to that light. This is your final quest, beloveds. Now take a deep breath and enjoy these next few moments as we are one in this crucible, joined by many others who are united in this light with us at this moment. We ask you, as we conclude this session, to disconnect from the technologies that you are using and sit in the quiet and be in the unity of the all that is. Be in the memory of your spirit. Blessings, beloveds, blessings.